Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Okay, I'm going to read Ephesians 5. Please pay attention to this. It's a warning. And if you start rolling your eyes over this, do a self-examination. Because you've been taken over. Verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But, no wiggle room, but fornication in all cleanliness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Gang, we are living in a world, I'm beginning to wonder, and I've said it before, whether the arch enemy is working through pornography wherever we're at. Because it used to be you had to work at it to find pornography. When I was a kid, you either had to steal a magazine or you had to go in one of those weirdo shops, which I never did, but I know that's what you had to do. But the fact of the matter is, we have cell phones now. At any given time, at your fingertips, is all of hell. There's all of hell right there. And I'm talking about a lot of parents let their kids have cell phones. 5, 6, 8, 10 years old, and maybe no restraints. This is the world we're living in. And, you know, and I know how bad this could be, because even during the days of Moses, Moses leaves the people that he's been marching through the wilderness for years. He goes up to meet God, comes back with the Ten Commandments written in stone, and literally the people are there having a sexual orgy and marching around a golden calf. That soon, 40 days, 40 days. And you know what Peter told us? Read the Old Testament, because it gives us warnings about our daily walk now as Christians. And that's a daily walk. Wherever you go, this pornography. They claim 3 out of 5 girls in Miami at the age of 15 are involved in this OnlyFans, you know, where they just throw their body out for everybody to see. And one, I was told, is making as much as LeBron James. You know, the millions and millions. Gang, I don't even like talking about this, but we got to get our head out of the sand. You know, Satan, we're talking eternal hell. This is going to pass. Don't be deceived. This is going to pass. And as Christians, as I said, don't roll your eyes. Listen to what he's telling the church at Ephesus here. But fornication in all uncleanliness or covetousness, that's greed, let it not be once named you as becoming saints. All right? There's no sweet preaching here. He says, I don't want it entering in at all. So you're going to have to learn to fight it, put up the shield of faith, renew your mind, clean out your mind, renovate your mind. You're going to have to learn to set your sights on things above, not on all this perverted junk that's down here. You're going to have to learn to fight the good fight of faith. You're going to have to learn to endure through the battle. You're going to have to learn to get your eyes off yourself. Because whatever sin you fall into, I guarantee you, that cup of sin will overflow also onto somebody else. Could be a younger sibling, could be a nephew, could be anybody. You want to get involved in sin? Very rarely have I ever seen somebody get involved in sin that doesn't take down somebody else with them. Very rarely. So start thinking about your neighbor when you feel like you're going to get ready to fall into sin. You want to do that adulterous act? You want to do that adulterous act and get divorced? You want to do that adulterous act and now your kids don't have a father? You want to do that adulterous act? And now because your kids don't have a father, that your son lands in jail and the whole generation is destroyed because you wanted to have fun? Because you wanted to have some fun? I'll read it again. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becoming saints. And now it goes on to say, and neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. This isn't something to be taken lightly, gang. It's something to be seriously taken. Now, there's a time for humor. There's a time for laughter. But when you are in a battle, there's no time for jesting. Be somber. Be sober. Be vigilant. Yes, knowing that your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. And that word devour, if you look it up in the Greek, it actually means to eat you in one bite. I mean devour. Yeah, kind of like the whale in Jonah. You know, just, wow, you're gone. You're here 1 minute, you're gone the next. For this you know, here we go. This is what you're supposed to know. This is what I am supposed to know. For this, you and I know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. You know, with all the talk of all the wars, with all the talk of the government shutdowns, with all the talk of the vaccines and all the insanity, with all the talk about the chemtrails, with all the talk of everything. And I know about every conspiracy story there is, gang. But the fact of the matter is, I have to keep myself in check knowing that the real conspiracy story is the story that tries to make me at home down here. Yeah. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. What am I supposed to do with that verse, gang? How am I supposed to take all this LGBTQ stuff seriously when I read that verse? I won't even ever debate it. To me, it's insanity. All of it. All of it. Absolute insanity. There's there isn't one inch of room to say anything positive about any of that behavior. Now, of course, because it's a human being. Now, of course, because they were made in the image of God. Now, of course, because their soul is more important than anything in the whole world. I'm told to pray for them. If given a chance, give them the gospel. But as far as the spirit behind that activity, not an inch. I'm not to give an inch. Now, that might be viewed as hatred of the person. That's a lie. It's viewed as hatred of sin, which we are supposed to do. Hate sin, the activity behind it, because I know there's a demon behind that. There's a spirit behind that. There's a compulsion behind that. So I'm not here to poke fingers or even judge. I'm not a judge. I'm a follower. That's all. God's already passed the judgment. I'm a follower, not a judge. Let's not confuse terms. Let no man deceive you with vain words, useless words. Man, this is so important, people. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things, what are the things when he says these things? Fornication, covetousness, being a whoremonger, filthy talking. Because of those things, do you hear me? For because of these things comes the wrath of God. You want to be under the wrath of God? All right. Because of those things, Let it sink in because of fornication, because of uncleanness, because of covetousness, because of foolish talking, because of a whoremonger spirit. Because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. This is why they're going to take all the Bibles away. This is why they're going to end up in the book of Revelation, cutting off our heads. Because if you are going to stand firm on exactly what the Lord says here, and I'm not talking there's any gray area here. Now, we also know, if you know the whole word of God, all this is a manifestation of unbelief. Because if you have belief, you're not going to continually live in these sins. Now, if you fall, that's a different story. You get back up. But if you willfully practice and partake in this behavior, and I'm glad I'm clarifying this. If you willfully are partaking in it, whole different ball game, guys. According to God's word, according to the word, and like I said, I'm not a judge, I'm a follower. According to his word, you better duck, because the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. And then the statement in verse 7, be ye not therefore partakers with them. Don't join them. Do not join them. You are not their God. It's not your job to convert them. You pass the word out, but then again, hey, if they don't want to hear it, shake the dust off your feet. Don't continually give the word away. Too much is paid for it. If they don't want to hear it, move on. You know what happened to you. You know you've been reborn. You know the Lord made you a new creation. You know all the convictions you get. You know what sin is now because of Christ. Well, therefore, don't take it lightly. Because the price of all that was the blood of Jesus on that cross. And renew your mind with that fact. Don't get complacent, empathetic, passive. Don't get any of that. Keep your sword sharp. Realize that you're in a battle and in a war. For there again, here we go. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, walk as children of light. So what Paul's saying here, we all been there. We all were led by these evil spirits. We were all at some time led by the lustful spirits. Nobody's arrived. We're all sinners, but don't walk in there. That's supposed to be in your rearview mirror. Remember Lot's wife. Don't look back. Remember that a farmer's not worthy if he looks back at the plow. Keep moving forward. That's what we're warned here. Here we go. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Oh, that's beautiful. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is righteousness. That's the opposite of sin. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. To me, truth obviously is the opposite of a lie. And a true liar is a hypocrite. Because that's a person that in his heart he lies, but on the outward condition, he's something else. Don't be a hypocrite in your daily walk. If you're a wretched sinner, just be one and then turn from it. But don't be a wretched sinner and hide it. Don't hide anything. You can't hide anything. There's nowhere to run. You're naked in front of the Savior. You cannot run anywhere. Turn the hope about it is right now, this second is the ultimate hope. Just yell out, scream out to Jesus. He'll put a new spirit within you. He's no respecter of people. He loves you. He died for you. He paid a price for you. It's real. The battle is real. Just like those compulsions are real, trying to make you do things you don't want to do, that's a different spirit. But the Holy Spirit will give you the ability to overcome those urges, ambitions, and compulsions. God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.